This is Aina Carino reading Graveyard Picnic for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. This poem is preceded by an epigraph that reads, Atang, noun, a traditional food offering in the Philippines for warding off evil spirits or nourishing the departed. Graveyard Picnic. Memory of magnolia on lapels. Grandfather's paper cheeks pale, teeth whiter than frosted hibiscus. When I visit the mausoleum, I lay a white cloth on his tomb, mesh of cobwebs stretched across the buds of last year's wild jasmine. Graveyard picnic, rice and meat simmered in soy, scented with bay leaf and star anise. Queso de bola, covered in red wax. Guava, his favorite, wrapped in tinfoil. I imagine his spirit feeding, swooshing up, down, back into the ground, shimmer trail following his ghostly comet form. Faint ringing of church bells, cawing of junkyard crows in noonday heat. From a metal thermos, I drink sugared hot milk, burn my tongue on three prayers. The first for his soul that it may rest, the next for my own that I may sleep, and the last to ward off specters in the night. But my heathen mouth curls a sneer as I intone a Hail Mary, beads in hand, and I remember sullen gods on my mother's mantle. They must watch as we busy ourselves from day to day, disdain our lives, so unlike their own sylvan past. I pocket the rosary, pack away the meal, walk up the dusty cemetery hill, drive to the mountaintop, sit on cliff edge, raise the food to the winds. With my grandfather's soul fed, I offer his leftovers to those who watch us, those who swoop by us, invisible. I stare down the bluff, fling the scraps into the air. Delighted, he'll laugh. The gods will sing. The birds will eat what remains.